Turn with me in your Bibles tonight to Mark chapter 4. Now I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to be honest. Has anyone ever said to you, "Are you listening? Are you listening?" Husbands, come on now. Are you listening to me? Often we ask one another that question when we feel like the one we're talking to is not paying attention to us. And I believe if our Heavenly Father could speak to us tonight, He might ask us that question. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? His Word is wonderful, and in His Word we find promises. And you would think after reading one of those promises, we would be excited about His Word, and we would listen to Him. But often, we let the cares of this world choke out His Word and what He has said, and Satan is able to rob us of the eternal Word of God and replace it with trash. Things that won't matter in eternity, and it ends up robbing us of our eternal impact because we push the Word of God aside and we put the things of this life in its place. There are so many things crying for our attention, and Satan knows that if we become people of the Word, he will not be able to trap us and enslave us. When I first arrived in Africa, I'm a city boy. I'm not a hunter. I do get on the lake and fish, water ski, snorkel, scuba, parasail, anything to do with the water. But I'm not a hunter. I haven't killed anything until Dr. Mike dragged me to Virginia and made me cut something up that he had shot, because I shot and missed and he shot and killed it. And I got to Africa and the African men said, "Pastor, we need to go into the jungle and we're going to cut down bamboo poles and palm leaves to build a temporary church building on our site." And I said, "Okay, I'll go with you to the jungle." And when we parked the car and began to walk into the jungle, the first thing they said is, "Pastor, follow us." That was the simple instructions, right? You'd think I'd listen, right? "Pastor, follow us." Well, we began to make our way through the jungle, and all of a sudden I saw that they were taking the long way and there was a shorter way you could go. So I took the shortcut, because they were walking around so many things I didn't know why they were. I've walked through the woods before, so I took a shortcut. Well, halfway on my shortcut, I began to feel a lot of pain in my legs. And one of them began shouting at the top of his lungs, "Pastor, run! Pastor, run!" And I'm like looking to see what I'm running from. Because you don't want to run into a lion, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to run, you want to run in the right direction. So I wanted to get my bearings straight, so when they said run, I didn't know if there was a snake falling out of a tree or a lion behind a tree. So I'm looking, and the longer I look, the more pain I'm in. But I'm looking for where to run to. And finally they got discouraged of shouting at me, and they ran to me, picked me up, threw me on the ground, and ripped my clothes off. I was standing in an ant's nest, and I was being bitten again and again and again by these ants. But because they shouted to me that I should run, I didn't know where to run to. And so when I'm laying there in the jungle, just in my down belows, bites all over my body, I am breathing very heavy, and now they are on the ground laughing. And they're having a good time at my expense. And they said to me, "Pastor, was that too hard to follow that instructions? Follow me, follow us." And I said, "Well, I was taking a little detour. I thought I could go a little faster this way." And you know what? Our Heavenly Father knows every one of the traps of the devil. He knows where they are. And He says to you and me, "Follow me, because I know the way. Follow me, and you'll become fishers of men. Follow me, and you'll avoid the pain of life." But often, we give Him the deaf ear because we see what? The straight shot. God always wants us to go the long way, the hard way, the difficult way. Every now and then, we like to take the green, grassy, lovely, easy way. And so then we take the shortcut, and we find ourselves in a mess. When we're in the book of Mark chapter 4, Jesus had just finished telling the parable of the sower and the seeds. And the disciples didn't understand. So they said, Jesus, please, tell us what does this parable mean? So he explains the meaning of the parable, how the seed is the word of God, and it's sown in the different soils. And as Jesus tells the story, he often uses the word, the seed was sowed, and the person heard, and the person heard. But then the cares of this world choked it away, or the soil was too shallow, or it fell on good ground and it produced. After telling that, we come to this verse, verse 24. Mark 4, 24. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Now I don't know if you caught it, but Jesus just made a promise. He promised them something about listening. And I believe that every believer here tonight can avoid the traps of Satan if they'll apply these three simple rules of listening to life that Jesus is teaching us in this verse. The first rule of listening is this, in verse 24, take heed what ye hear. When Jesus was with his disciples, he knew that they were being taught a lot by the scribes, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, and often they would take the traditions of men and elevate them, and they would take the word of God and push it down. So much so that when Jesus' disciples began to pluck some grain on the Sabbath day and eat it, they said, aha, your disciples don't obey the traditions. And Jesus said, yes, but how come you use traditions to disobey my law, my Father's law? And he says, you could say to your aged parents, Korban, the gift that I should give to you to honor you as my father or mother I've given to God. And therefore, I can't honor you. Therefore, I can't take care of you. And God says, you use your traditions to disobey the law of God. So listen to what Jesus tells his disciples. He said, take heed what you hear. Pay close attention to the details of what is being said. Carefully consider what you hear. We live in a day and age when the writing of books has no end. You can go to a bookstore and just knowing what is the right book to pick up could take you a while. Because there's so many authors, so many books being written, you don't know that you want to buy a book and waste your money. There are so many radio stations you can turn on. There's so many preachers you can listen to. And there's so much of what you hear, you're going to have to develop a pattern in life. Listening rule number one is you need to filter everything you hear through the Word of God. Filter what you hear through the Word of God. This is truth. It's like a truth detector. It can tell you what is truth and what isn't truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this book will give you truth. Someone will tell you something, it doesn't agree with the Word of God, and you know what they'll tell you today? Well, this is contemporary theology. They will tell you, this is how things are working today. No, this is the filter. Jesus said, consider what you hear. He says, take heed to what you hear. That's warning you that, church, you're going to hear things that don't agree with God. And you're going to have to consider very carefully who is speaking and what they're saying. Remember, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. And you would have to check the Word of God. Because when they asked Jesus that prolonged story about the man who was married and died and his seven brothers all died, who would this woman be in the resurrection? Jesus told him, you err, because we will be like the angels in heaven. And then he reminded him that when God met Moses by the burning bush, he said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Joseph. And therefore, he's not the God of the dead, but what? The God of the living. There is a resurrection. There's life after death. And so what you need to do when you hear things is put it through the filter of the Word of God. Now, I've heard a lot of preaching where someone will read a verse and then preach their opinions. Have you heard that? They read the Word of God and they say things that don't agree with the Word of God. And we call that eisegesis, where you have your idea and you foist it on the Bible. Exegesis is when you study the Word of God and pull it out of the Word. This is what God is saying. But eisegesis says, I've got a good idea and I think I can make this verse agree with me. Jesus says, your job is not to get God to agree with you, it's your job to agree with God. And so in your life, listening rule number one says, I must filter all that I hear through the Word of God if I'm going to protect my heart, if I'm going to protect my life from lies. Because I tell you, to the telling of lies, there is no end. Before truth can tie his shoes, a lie has gone all the way around the world. There's thousands of lies, but there's only one truth. And so in everything that you hear, Jesus said, take heed to what you hear. And so if you and I are going to make a covenant with God, to enter into this promise with God, he says, church, here's what I want you to do. My disciples, here's what I want you to do. Take heed to what you hear. Because we know much of what we hear today is trash, it's bravado, is the ideas of men. And God says, when you listen, I want you to listen and see if it agrees with me and with my character. And so, as you and I listen, let's be very careful. When someone talks to you, does it agree with the scriptures? Someone told me recently, do you know that you can run your credit card debt up to $10,000, then do this, this, and this, and you can get away without paying your credit card, you can get away with it. I said, are you telling me that I can get away with it, or I can do that and God will be happy with me? You see, what you can do, I mean, you can have an abortion in America today, right? And it's the government's okay with that. Society is becoming okay with that. You can have same-sex marriage and people are okay with that. But this is the filter. This is the Word of God. And so you and I have got to come back and not say what's acceptable in society today, what's okay with our government. No, we have to say, take heed to what you hear. Because this is truth. And we must filter what we believe through this book. And so if someone says something to me, I say, what does God's Word say? And if it's in agreement with God's Word, then I say, okay, then that is truth. Take heed to what you hear. The second rule, listening rule number one, is found in the next phrase. It says, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet. Now that's not a common English word today, but that word meet that Jesus used there, it means to judge something according to a rule or standard. And if I would just give you a little Bible test tonight, in order for you to hold a book that has 66 other books inside of it, we say this is what scripture. This scripture met a certain test. The books had to pass a certain test. What was that test called? Someone said it? It's the canon, right? And that canon was the measuring stick that was used to test the books to see if they were the inspired Word of God. So here's what Jesus is saying. Number one, I want you to take heed to what you hear. Then I want you to judge it as to its value. Is it from me or is it not from me? And the idea is when you find something and you measure it and you say, truly, this is from God, then you're bound to obey it. Do you see the connection? With what way you measure, it will be meted out again unto you. So look at the rule. We see here in verse 24, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And so the Lord wants us to let our ears direct our feet. Do you see how it works? I have an ear, and when I take heed to what I hear, I use my ear to direct my feet. in what I do. And meeting someone, I said, meeting something is I judge its value and then put it into practice in my life. That's application. That's obedience. And so if I'm going to follow the listening rules, rule number one is I filter everything to find truth. Once I've found truth and I judge it to be from God, then I must apply truth to my life. And that's the procedure that Jesus wants you to take. Constantly be listening. Listen with care. Listen for the Word of God. When you find something to be true, yea and amen, then it must be obeyed. So often we find out things that are true and then we don't do them. And so, you know what? In heaven, we're not going to go around and find out who signed the exactly right doctrinal statement. You had it all right. You get a blue star in heaven. No, because whether or not you knew what was right, the judgment will be, how did you do it? That meeting is judging something as in, yes, this is true, this is from God, and it's worthy to be observed. It needs to be obeyed. I recognize this is the Word of God, and I submit to it. So Jesus is telling them, listen, there's a lot of things you're going to hear that are not my Word. You don't have to obey them. What you must obey is my Word, the things that I've told you to do. Now here's what happens in our life. When you obey rule number one, you filter everything you hear through the writings of Scriptures, then you meet them, you judge them, and apply them to your life, you're going to enter into this promise. Look at the promise in verse 24. It shall be measured unto you, and unto you that hear shall what? More be given. If you will filter what you hear and find truth, if you will measure and apply truth, then Jesus says, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to give you more truth. I'm going to reveal more to you. I'm going to invest more truth in you. I'm going to give you more of my Word. I'm going to open your eyes to see it. I'm going to give you illumination to understand it. You're not going to walk in darkness. You're going to walk in light. Can you see the promise He's making you? Some Christians tell me, Pastor, I read the Bible and I don't get... That is a scary thing to say. Because if you say, I read the Word of God and don't get anything, then you should know that you're not entered into the promise. You are not filtering what you hear through the Word of God. You're not obeying the Word of God, and therefore you're darkened to the Word of God. Because the promise of Jesus Christ is, when you will filter what you hear, obey what you know to be from me, then I'm going to give you more, and I'm going to give you more, and I'm going to give you more. Look at what he goes on to say in verse 25. For he that hath, to him shall what? Be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. That's pretty scary. Some kids will go to church in their youth, in Sunday school, and learn. And I'm telling you, they get a little bit. But they grow up and they begin to reject the Word of God. They begin to ignore the Word of God. They begin to resist the Word of God. And the little that they have will be taken from them. And you say, weren't you in my Sunday school class? How did you get where you are today? There's the principle right here. Jesus said they stopped filtering what they heard through the Word. Then they refused to judge my Word as profitable in their life. And they turned from my Word. And so they turned into darkness. And so if we will understand thy Word is a light unto my path. If we'll understand, David said, thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. We literally bring in the darkness when we push out the Word of God. Can we look at our country today? How receptive is our country to the Word of God? They want to filter the name of Jesus Christ out of society. They don't want you to say, a Merry Christmas to you. They want you to say Merry Xmas. I don't want to say that. He's not an X. He's my Savior. And so when we filter what we hear through the Word of God, and someone says, your love for Jesus offends me. Well, your hatred of Jesus also offends me. Because I love Him. And I'm not forcing you to believe. I'm proclaiming what He said. And I'm judging this to be His word. And I'm bound to share it with you because He's commanded me to. It's out of love. And so as we look at our three rules. Rule number one. Filter everything you hear through the Word of God. Rule number two. Apply what you have found to be truly the Word of God. And here's the third rule. Acknowledge the Word of God. Do you know when Nebuchadnezzar became great, he looked at all that he had and he says, look what I have done. Look what I have done. That cost him 7 years. He went out and became like an animal. Because all that God gave him, what did he say? Look what I have done. Christian, here's a problem that we could have. You filter the Word of God, you apply the Word of God, and then you become proud of who you are. No. If you will understand that you have more light because you have filtered and obeyed, then you will say, I am what I am by the grace of God. I did not know these things, but I found these things in His Word. And if you will study these words, you can have these things too. And so what happens is we have a life that acknowledges, yes, God, all of the good things in my life are from You. If I've done anything right in raising my children, I found it in this book. Everything I did wrong, I found up here. You see? And there comes time to acknowledge where you found the blessings in your life. If my marriage is great, do you know who I thank? I thank my time in the Word of God. Because He told me, listen, don't cheat on your wife. Love your wife like you love yourself. And as I filter what I hear in society today, through the ear that judges by the Word of God, I have to reject many things they say in society because that doesn't agree with God's Word. And that won't bring a blessing to my home. And so church, tonight as we gather around the Word of God, as we say this is a profitable time, if you did not believe that coming out Wednesday night was profitable for you, you would not be here. But because you're here, you're saying the Word of God is profitable. And Jesus is calling you in this verse, enter into the promise with Me. If you will filter what you hear through this book, and you will apply what you judge to be from Me, then I'm going to give you more and more. But it's also a warning. If you do hear what I say, and you turn away from it, what you have, the little Bible knowledge you have, the little that you know of Me, what will happen to it? You will lose it. You will lose it. That's a scary thing. Because many people, after they've been saved 5, 10, 15 years, they begin to get careless in their time in the Word. I've heard all those stories before. I know all that. What new thing will the pastor tell me tonight? Maybe I should just stay home. And what you're doing is you're counting the Word of God out in your life. Do you realize that the more that you filter, the more that you apply, the more will be given? Do you want more? Then apply more. Filter more. And you'll keep receiving more. Can I tell you, this book is like an artesian well. It'll never run out. You will keep coming and coming and coming, and your life will be blessed. Your family will be blessed, and your children's children will be blessed because you spent time in the Word of God. But if you will neglect this, the very little that you have will be taken from you. Now I want you to imagine that you neglect the Word in your generation. And then you let the next generation get even worse. Your grandchildren might not hear a witness that you are responsible to leave to them. Because there was less and less light in your family when there should have been more and more light in your family. And it all started because of your view of the Holy Word of God. You began to take the words of man and determine they're more powerful than the Word of God. If you listen to Dr. Spock, he will tell you don't ever spank your child. But if you read the Word of God, it says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod will drive it far from them. So it looks like the Creator who made us knows that a child needs a spanking from time to time to drive that foolishness from them. And discipline and love will draw your child closer to You, not further away. But the man who refuses to discipline, the Bible says, you hate your child. Do you understand? I'm just filtering through the Word of God. Now, if you want to neglect the Word of God and trust Dr. Spock, let's see where Dr. Spock can take you. But I know one thing. This Word that we study, it is the one who showed us the way of everlasting life. Dr. Spock could not tell me the way of everlasting life. The author of this book is our Creator who made us. He might not have his doctorate like some men have their doctorate. He is the Ancient of Days who made all things and is the source of all things. And by him, all things consist. Can we get excited about the Word of God tonight? Could you tonight look at your Bible afresh and anew and say, you know what? I have neglected the Holy Writing. I've picked up the newspaper, the magazine. I've picked up the computer, the internet. And I've neglected the Word of God because Satan is laying so many things in. And instead of Jesus saying to you, follow me through the jungle, follow me through, you've decided to take a shortcut and spend less time with Him and more time with the world. I'm telling you, it won't end well. Now, when I'm in the jungle, I stay on the heels of those African men. I mean, I'm not deviating where their foot goes down, where my foot goes down. When they stop, I stop. What they look at, I look at. I've learned how to mimic somebody else. And now I'm seeing the things they see. And I can lead you through the jungle. Why? Because I took time to follow someone else through the jungle. This book will show you how to make it through the jungle of life. It will show you how to make it through all the trials, the brokenness, the joys, raising your children, loving your family. All of it is found in the Word of God. Have you been listening? Listen to this quote as I close. So of all the human activities, listening to God is the supreme act of our reasoning and will. Did you get that? So of all the human activities, listening to God is the supreme act of our reasoning and will. Reasoning is our filter, and obedience is the act of our free will to please God. I reason with my mind, this is profitable. And then I say, I will obey it. And that is the application of my will to say, I will follow the Lord. Heavenly Father,